Welcome to Half Past, a program of music of the past half century. I'm your host, Carl Hemmingson. Composer John Biggs has said, "People don't know that symphonic music is still being written because there's so much overkill, so much overemphasis on Mozart and doing the Handel Messiah every year." We're in 18th and 19th century ruts. Later in the program, we'll hear Biggs's Triple Concerto for horn, trumpet, and trombone, and also a piece called The Eight Houses of the I Ching from 1993 by Estonian-Canadian composer Udo Kasemets. We begin today's program with another Estonian composer, Arvo Pärt. Pärt's Fratres, or Brothers, was composed in 1977 for string quintet and wind quintet, and since then he's adapted the work for many combinations. We hear it today, performed by Ifjamingi, conducted by Rudolf Verten, in a version for wind octet and percussion.
Thank you.
Rudolf Vertin conducted I Fiamminghi, the Orchestra of Flanders, in a performance of Arvo Pärt's Fratres for wind octet and percussion. Like Arvo Pärt, American composer John Biggs was born in the early 1930s. He studied at UCLA, USC, and the Royal Flemish Conservatory in Antwerp, Belgium. Among his teachers, Roy Harris and Lucas Foss. We hear his triple concerto for three brass instruments and strings. It's in three movements, following the fast, slow, fast pattern. Blanka Wojtkowska, the horn soloist, Josef Sadlek on trumpet, and Stanislav Penk trombone. Vit Mikka conducts the Moravská Filharmonie Olomouc, a Czech orchestra.
Thank you.
We heard the Triple Concerto from 1993 by American John Biggs, Blanka Wojtkowska, the horn soloist, Josef Sadlek, trumpet, and Stanislav Penk on trombone. Fit Mikka conducted the Moravska Philharmonie Olomouc on this MMC recording, which also includes an oboe concerto and a violin concerto by Biggs. Next on today's program, we'll hear music by another Estonian-born composer, Udo Kasemets. Arvo Pärt, who we heard earlier, emigrated from the Soviet Union in 1980. Kasemets preceded him by about 30 years and became a Canadian citizen in 1957. He taught at various schools in Canada for about 40 years and was also a music critic for the Toronto Daily Star in the early 1960s. Much influenced by John Cage, he's also fascinated with ancient Chinese, Japanese, and Maya philosophies. We hear his The Eight Houses of the I Ching for 12 strings. The composer writes, "The structure of this music is based on a special, ingenious arrangement of the 64 hexagrams of the ancient Chinese oracle I Ching, called The Eight Houses." Paavo Järvi conducts Lyra Borealis Ensemble.
Thank you.
Paavo Järvi led Lyra Borealis Ensemble in a performance of Udo Kasemet's The Eight Houses of the I Ching. There's just enough time on today's Half Past for a beautiful choral work by American composer Morten Lauritsen. Lauritsen has been a professor of composition at the University of Southern California for more than 30 years. We hear his O Magnum Mysterium. Robert Shaw conducts the Robert Shaw Chamber Singers.
Thank you.
Robert Shaw conducted the Robert Shaw Chamber Singers in a performance of Morten Lauritsen's O Magnum Mysterium. Lauritsen, almost exclusively a composer of choral works. I'm your host, Carl Hemmingsen. Please join me at the same time next week for another edition of Half Past, Music of the Past Half Century. Half Past is produced in the studios of the Classical Network, WWFM, and WWFM.org. For a complete playlist, log on to WWFM.org and click on Playlists.